shenanigans and all of the topics and not so random special guests and interviews, tune in Monday between 7 p.m.-ish and 8:30 p.m.-ish. Am I using that right?
What's the difference?
5 minutes.
How do you guys do that?
And replay Thursday, primetime drive time, 5 p.m. till 6:30.
On 98.1.
Your weekly random rendezvous with Reza, your introversion that you have. Reglanradio.com. Check out the live stream.
On a journey of what it takes to be.
Kia ora, tatu. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza. I'm Reza. It's 7:03 on a Monday night. It's pretty rainy out there. So hopefully you're sitting at home all cozy and cuddled up in front of the radio or in front of your computer listening to the live stream. Rendezvousing with me tonight is, as per usual on Mondays, Neil, son of Anthony Funky Monkey Tolan. He'd be here 7:30, but knowing him, he's probably going to be here early because that's what he likes to do, even though I tell him, be here at 7:30. We shall see. He usually just plays the, oh, I just was walking past, minding my own business card. We'll see what he says today. So yeah, he'll be with me shortly. Katie plays a lot of electro from 5 to 6, so I was like, oh, let's switch it up a bit. Here's Delilah Bon and Alt BLK Era with Witch. Pretty good tune. These are my friends, fuck with my friends. You'll regret, they just wanna burn me. And just say burn me like a witch, like a bitch. The idiot goes to tell me down, say kill that witch, fucking bitch. I feel the rage of women on fire. Hit from the flames, I called her a liar. Called her a witch, call me a bitch. I am a witch. I'll put a little hex on them. My girls are damn fantabulous. Down with the voodoo, bitch, what did you do other than creep? Killing my Delilah, killing like a spider, all so sweet, till my venom inside you. I have the rage, rage of a tiger, for every girl you call a liar. All the women you took away, I feel the fire, I feel the hate. Indigenous sisters missing today, and you want me to smile, I guess I'll okay. But I got the pushing emotion, sorority, fuck your misogyny. So I keep forgetting that this is replayed on Thursday afternoon. So certain words, you know, might be a bit inappropriate. Message is still great. Conversation this weekend about feminism, because I was playing a song of this Delilah Bon lady, and the guy I'm seeing right now said, well, that's a very loving song. And I'm like, well, she ain't loving, you know, she probably went through some stuff and therefore has an opinion about men, and that's totally fine. That needs to be okay. Because back in the days, you know, things that we say or do, we would have been burned for that. So, I don't know. I feel like it's super valid if women are angry. And...
kind of just talking over the cussing here, you guys.
Reverend's daughter laid by the bodies of witches. Young Betty believed by evil hands she was cursed by godless.
Okay. So, I keep forgetting, okay? Sorry, Aaron. I mean, it's not that really anybody would ever complain about listening to something like that 5 o'clock in the afternoon Thursday, I'd say. But if you do, if you find this song, how does our ad say, misleading, harmful, or any of those things, by all means, write us an email. I think it's manager@raglanradio.com or something. Or call in at 825-0268. You can also call in to just chat with me or make a wish. I don't know, whatever you want to do, just do it. Okay, so I'm trying to be a little bit more PC. Yeah, and then I'm looking at all my songs. I'm like, bah, none of those look PC. Oh, yeah. Drive Slow from Lucas V. That's a sweet one. That's cozy and comfy. From the album Seize the Power. Seize it, y'all. Alrighty, I was doing something else. You know, the thing with radio is you always think you can do things parallel to what you're doing here, you know, with the music. Oh, I'm just going to play music. I can do shit on the side. Well, turns out you can't. That was Drive Slow, Lucas V. Pretty cozy tune. And while we're 15 minutes away from our weekly segment, Neil. Hannah Bensley. Funky Monkey. Poland. Reglan Rach. We shall talk about the Reglan notice board. See what it's got to offer this week. I have to say, I did some research and it's been pretty quiet, but maybe I've missed a few things here and there. But until then, here is Zerp and the Chainsmokers Inc. with Addicted. Getting a bit electronic after all.
I'ma hit the good, throw it back. When I look this good, I just wanna be bad. I know you probably heard this, but you never heard that. Did they tell you? I might be out of my mind. Or I might be the reason you came in here tonight. It ain't no fun if you don't cross the line. Come and get a dick one more time. Show me how your body feels on mine.
Right, all the songs I chose today are super short, so can't really do anything. Gosh. Time for Neil to get here for Reglan Rach, but in the meantime, at Harcourt with Furnaces. I got 4 minutes. Yes.
Still want more. They come in fleets and in droves.
Hardcore with furnaces, and yeah, it made me think, you know, how you always feel like, oh, I got so many desires for this show, and I want it to be this, and I want it to be that, and I want to talk to this person and this person, and then I try to rally up the troops, and then I sit here all by my lonesome. No, but Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey Tolan is coming in a little bit, so that'd be nice. To do a bit of Raglan Rage, talking about Raglan Notice Board. All you need to know about the Notice Board, don't go on the Notice Board. We tell you all the things. So if you're listening on Thursday afternoon, because this is your replay, here you get it, all the gossip. But we're not mean, you know? We're just taking the piss a little bit. Other than that, I was just thinking, oh yeah, I should do something about feminism. Because I talked about that with the guy I'm seeing at the moment, and I think he got a lot of feminist BS from, you know, former partners, where I was like, but that's not feminism, but that's not feminism. So I do believe that a lot of ideas around feminism for men means men hate, which it totally isn't. You guys, feminism is good for you too, because it lets go of the idea that you have to be the strong one who holds it all together and is not allowed to crash. You know? So it works both ways. Anyhow, today should not be the segment of feminism, but I will think about it a bit more and then probably have a good guest here too to chat about it. Oh, who of my friends could I talk to? Oh, I have so many ideas. Anyhow, we're going to continue with a tune that I listened to the other day somewhere. You know, sometimes you just Shazam things and you're like, yep, goes on my list. This is Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners with Evergreen.
People say you're all in one. lady never should habituate saloons, and that is where I find myself on many afternoons. But just as I begin to blow away the foam, someone tips his hat to me and takes me home. People say a roving woman is likely not to be better than she ought to be. So when I stray away from where I got to be, someone always takes me home. Now poker is a game a lady shouldn't play, and every floating poker game just seems to float my way. But long before I've lost a thing besides my comb, someone tips his hand to me and takes me home. Don't see why they always do it, can't be vanity, must be sheer humanity. When some kind soul remarks with great urbanity, lady, let me take you home. Of course there's bound to be some little aftermath that makes a pleasant ending for the straight and narrow path. And as I go to sleep, I cannot help but think how glad I am that I was saved from cards and drink. People say a roving woman is likely not to be better than she ought to be. So when I stray, there's positively got to be someone there to take me home.
Goodness me, I suck at this today. Neil, what am I doing?
You're just doing what needs to be done, really.
Like eat chocolate and chat to you off air. Well,
as you do.
And then I just forget to press all the important buttons when it's time for Raglan Rage!
Rage, rage, rage. I don't know why to believe.
Find it a bit long, hey.
Huh? It's like random things.
Yeah. Raglan Rage is the segment with Neil, son of Anthony, Funky Monkey Tolan. I keep saying this fast and faster every time.
Amazing. That is actually amazing.
I know. Thanks. I'm practicing.
Hope I don't get any other names along the way because that will be tricky, but
yeah.
There you go.
There you go. Raglan Rage, our little segment on Monday for like, I don't know, 20, 25, 30. Depends how much,
how much content there is
on the Raglan notice board. Now, mind you, this is not about other notices as boards.
Because just, there are other good ones out there as well. This is
just our Raglan
catchment
one.
Area.
Yes, the catchment of the Raglan area. And there's the real Raglan notice board.
Yeah.
I've never been on that one because I'm like, I don't need another
I've been on it. I
shitty
think I
platform.
On there as well. Things pop up.
Yeah. Oh, so you also have that, you know, when you do your research 5 minutes before you walk in here, you look on both.
Yeah, but I think more of the rage seems to be on the regular notice board. I guess the real regular notice board is probably...
Not the real...
It's not where you go for the rage, possibly.
Oh, that's where you go when you want to actually ask somebody a question and not get shit for it.
Yeah, probably. I'd say that'd be the one.
Mm. Yeah, because So I have this little... You know when you see a post and you can save it? And then it asks you save for later. And I have a little folder now says Raglan Rage.
Nice. Yeah, I've got one too. It's great.
Mm-hmm. But all week long, I was like, oh, somebody's selling things. Somebody asking for advice. And it was pretty tame.
It was pretty tame.
Yeah. What's wrong?
I'm not too sure. Speaking of little folders, you save things. Have you got a little recipes folder? And you've never made... I have. And I've never
made any of those.
I'm like, oh, that'll be nice. I'll save that. And there's probably hundreds in there.
Does that enrage you? Rage? What did you say in Scottish?
Raging. I'm actually raging. But I've never used one recipe.
I'm absolutely raging. Raging. Yeah, so do you want to kick us off with
just a post or two? We've got a few good things here.
Yeah, I'm going to eat my Twix while you do that.
Yeah, do it. We do one here from Super Value, 2 p.m. If you feel like you've forgotten something from your shopping list, it was probably the payment. So someone has a nice little picture there. They've allegedly forgotten to pay, which can happen, you know, one out of every 1,000 times.
I mean, you have to pass through the thing, though.
I do worry that I'm going to do things like that, that I'm going to put things in my pockets by accident and then walk out and freeze. Do you ever worry about those kind of things? Or you're going to, excuse me, Matt, what's in your pocket? And you're going, sorry, I don't know what happened. I thought I was dreaming, or that doesn't happen to you.
No, because I'm perfect.
Yes, I did hear that.
I'm not flawed.
I read that on the Real Raglan. On the Real.
What's wrong with this racer girl? She's got like no issues at all. No, but what I did do in the past, I walked out of Isobar a few times forgetting to pay.
Yes.
Completely forgot. And then, you know, you get a nice message from the back then manager who was my friend, like, hey, racer, so you didn't pay me. Oh my God. And then I'm like, shit. Because my problem is, will people think that I did that on purpose? Because I obviously didn't. I was just too drunk. Or not even that. Sometimes you just, you know.
Yeah, you just get, I mean, I've done it at a cafe. We walked off because we thought someone else has paid for it.
Yes.
And then we suddenly clicked, hang on.
Oh my.
Because you say, thanks for paying, and they're like, I didn't pay.
Yeah. And oh, wait, did you? We'll wait, but I, didn't you? No, you.
So it's.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I go back and.
But to my excuse, in Germany, we don't have this whole situation where you walk up to the till and pay. And bars, not even there. People come to your table, give you a receipt, and then they collect the money. So before you leave, somebody will have seen you. So I think that's where, you know, that's like, what, 25 years of that in my brain.
Locked in, yeah, true.
30-ish. So, yeah. Sorry, Isobar. Mm.
But I think it's all been sorted now, isn't it? You're feeling at peace?
Wait, did you not? I thought you, aww.
Oh, jeez. That was a big night.
What else?
So we do have another big one here, reasonably big for a Monday night.
Monday night.
We've got
all the rage on the notice board.
We've got the heads up, undercover cop car with a speed gun on Wainui Road.
Yeah.
And off it went.
Off it went. Tell me all the hate.
Thanks for the heads up. Was he in a station wagon Skoda type? You know, this post is specifically prohibited in the group's rules.
Oh, is it? What do the group rules say? Neil, you have them probably by heart.
I don't actually, but maybe we could get an admin in just to go over the group rules.
Yeah.
That could be a really good, and maybe they could talk about the posts we don't see, because there must be.
Oh my God, the admin.
Must be a blockage. Yeah, it must be a blockage.
Oh my God, such a good idea. It goes on my little RWR list.
So then we do have a post. Raglan notice board is not a place for. Yeah. Bullet point one, name calling, insulting or aggressive comments and swearing, naming and shaming. Please deal with the person, business directly, or involve the relevant authorities.
Okay.
The next one, posts that could assist people in breaking the law, e.g. booze bus notifications. Posts which the admin think fall into any of the above categories will be deleted. Repeat offenders will be blocked. Be good to tell each other.
You're going to get blocked, mate.
So there is a bit of a speed camera. The speed gun.
Yeah, the speed camera.
Back in the days, actually, when digital cameras were first coming out, me and my mates, we used to at nighttime park on the side of the road, not every night of the week, just one night we thought about doing it. And we hid in the bushes and just had our camera, because it was first digital cameras with flashes and stuff, and we just do the flash. And so cars would actually drive past and think they've got a speeding ticket. But it did slow them down. They saw the brake lights go on.
Yeah.
And they're probably thinking, you know what? I never got a speed ticket for that week. So it's probably a good thing as well.
Yeah. And then they wonder.
But you can't hide in bushes anymore because you get arrested.
Wait. If you hide in a bush, you get arrested? Why?
It can be a bit dodgy these days. Someone will take.
Well, are you naked in a bush hiding or what?
I wasn't
doing
at the time, but you know, people can do all sorts of things, spread rumors, take a photo of you, post it on the notice board. Anyone know what this guy's doing?
Being naked in a bush, no, sitting there.
I was planning to be a speed camera.
What else?
I guess this is a bit of a funny one. Hi, everyone. It's that time of the year again. Do you know what time of year that would be?
As a guess. Winter, solstice, the time of the year again. No, I don't.
It is moving our dairy cows.
Okay.
For their winter holiday. That's good. I didn't. Okay. Did you know dairy cows have a bit of a winter holiday?
They don't.
A break?
That's good for them. Meaning they are allowed to eat more and give less milk?
I think that's what happens, isn't it? Yeah, I think. So basically, they'll be on the main road for approximately 20 minutes as agreed, and a permit from Wakata Kotahi.
Whereabouts?
So they're moving from around Tiuku by the store, just down the road, at 11 a.m. Tuesday the 28th of May. So
is that
a good
tomorrow?
Public notice.
Oh, tomorrow, 11 o'clock, you guys. 20 minutes, cows on the road. Watch out.
So?
Do they have traffic management for that?
That's a good question.
Right?
Well, maybe probably one week we could get Wakata Kotahi in to talk about
traffic
management.
Wakata Kotahi is probably going to talk to us, and it's probably going to love it.
So we do have a few good posts here.
Yeah.
Call in the movers. Get it? Sweet dad joke.
I like that one. That's cute.
Someone said this brings back memories. Sure does. What else we got? Might have to...
Man, farmer talk.
Calculate a few minutes more for you.
Yep. Okay, I get that. Yep, I like that one.
Make sure Kelly has a jersey in case it's Frisian.
I don't get that one.
It's a Frisian's.
Oh,
like
Frisian
a
cows. Yes, yes.
Cow.
Yeah.
Think we better steer away from these cow puns. So that's what did you call that? Because it's a joke in a joke. So Michael's saying we better steer away, but not actually steering away.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. That one.
That's
a great
good
one. Got any other cow related
other
dad jokes?
Yeah.
Might have to calculate a few more for you.
Do we have more? Is it going on like this for like 20, 30 posts?
Yeah, it goes for quite a bit.
Dead
cow
jokes.
Enough bull to be able to calculate a few more for sure.
Calculate. I'm going to calculate
so
that.
So there you go. Do you know actually where cows go for their
winter?
Entertainment?
No, where do they go for their holidays?
They go to the movies. the movies.
God.
That was an old joke I used to tell when
I was in children's. I'm just easily entertained. I'm so entertainable, Neil.
Someone else says, might have to get the Hoover out to clean up the road.
Hoover.
Farmers will probably know what
Farmers
that means.
Farmers might know, yep.
So there you go, a few little funny ones. It's all there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. You guys are utterly ridiculous. You know the stakes are high. When moving stock, a couple of you beefy lads could help by carving a clear route for them on the day.
Yeah, good stuff.
So thank you for the cow jokes.
Yeah, I love a good cow.
Feel free to add to that if you've got some cow jokes.
I think so too. There's more out there.
Then why not spend your night doing that?
Yeah. Hey, Neil, I have an update.
Okay.
Do you remember we've been talking about it every Monday?
Yes.
About my friend's lost white shelves that were stolen from their daughter's lemonade stand.
That's right.
Just packing up, was right there on the driveway, 1 second and the next second gone. Never got returned.
So I
asked her when I saw her last if that got returned, and she was just like, nah. If
Come
you're
on,
out
people.
There, or if you know somebody who has new white shelves, you should definitely report them to the police.
Yeah, go 105.
What is 105?
105 is like the, not the urgent, you know, 111 is like,
that's
I need some help.
Yeah, it's like, I'm bleeding, somebody's dying.
But 105 is like reporting like it's happened, but it's not urgent. Although this is pretty urgent because there are children out there without a,
without a shelf.
Shelving units.
Yeah. Where are they going to put their things? Kids have so many things.
They do.
They need to put it somewhere.
That's a shame. So if the cubes are out there, please return them.
White cubes removed from Wallace Street. I can give you the... Well, don't want to. No, people just...
You know how to get
you
in touch with
who
the
you are.
Red one. Yeah.
Maybe be good and return
Take them back. And if you don't take them back, you're going to walk around with that on your conscience for the rest of your life.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know if I could. I don't think I could. But hey, you know, those kids cry themselves to sleep every night because they miss their shelves so much. I'm going to do a tune and gather our remaining information from the Raglan notice board from the past week. With me is Neil.
Hi.
Son of Anthony, Funky Donkey, Funky Monkey Tolan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to do Mansion Air with Alibi and be back in a few here on Random Rendezvous with Reza.
Fung it all. This is a community funk announcement.
Get past the people, get past the hitman.
Join me, your guide to that groove, Caleb, for my show Cosmic Salutations every Wednesday 5 to 6:30. There'll be plenty of grooves to move to and sounds to stir that soul. Stream or podcast at raglanradio.com or live at 5 Wednesdays on 98.1. Dig it.
When in the West, listen to the best. Raven Community Radio, 98.1.
Yo, 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 you're listening to Raglan Community Radio, and this is Rendezvous with Reza every Monday, 7 till 8.30. And usually with Neil these days, doing the Raglan Rage, yeah. Where we talk about the notice board announcements.
Yeah, it's a bit of a chance for us just to, if you've missed some rage out there in the community. And,
or if you need some.
Or the internet's down, you can't get onto the notice board, then we can give you the real deal.
Yeah, when the storm hits and you have no Facebook for like 10 minutes.
But you've got a wireless that you can tune in. Yeah. We are here.
We are here for you. We got you. We got you. So what else is on there that we could possibly gossip about?
So something else we had here today was today the local police fined me $150 in front of the marae. I was the passenger in the car, and although I had my seatbelt on, it was under my left arm instead of over it. Watch out where you put your arms, fellas. So that's a good public safety announcement.
And that, I'm not quite sure I understand. So he was the passenger.
Yeah.
I'm just picturing that. And it was under the left arm.
So it's kind of through there.
But it's supposed to be under the left arm.
I think it's supposed to go over your shoulder.
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha, yes.
But I know, yes.
$150 seems a bit steep for that.
It's a bit steep, hey?
Because I pay $30 for going 10Ks too fast.
They should just make you get out and do some press-ups or star jumps. Something that is actually, you know, I guess paying the money is painful, but something that people drive past and go, look, well, I wonder what that person's doing star jumps and press-ups. Oh, he got busted for no seatbelt.
I wonder they did wrong.
They could have different things.
Different things for different...
What would you have for drunk driving?
Well, you can't do make shit when you're
up,
drunk.
Make them run up the hill. Oh, up and man. Down, up and down. Keep going, mate. Keep going.
Yeah, something like that. But for fast, like too fast driving, yeah, run as fast as you can.
Or you just got to crawl.
Up to that thing and then run back. Yeah, I think that would be way better than the money situation.
Yeah. So there's a bit of a, just be careful where you've got the seatbelt. I know sometimes you
careful
get a bit
where you
sunburned.
Put your arm.
And you kind of put it under.
Yeah.
Because you've got your shoulders are hurting because of the sun. But no, you can't do that. It's got to be under. It's for your own protection.
I mean, if you have an accident, you're going to die that way, you know? Seatbelt there for a reason. I was never. It was weird. As a kid, I remember it very vividly that I never put my seatbelt on, but not because I didn't want to. I literally forgot every time. It was not something yet in my brain, right? I was, what, 6 or 7. You just learn that shit. But my dad was always so impatient. He's a very impatient man in general. I wonder where I get that from. So he would always be really like, oh, Reza, every time I have to. And now I would like to say, Dad, I'm only 6. I'm just learning these things. It's not like I've been doing it for 40 years of my life. He was 20-something. But, you know, for 40 years of my life. Because now it's like second nature. Sit in, do the thing.
Make a click.
Click, click. But yeah, back
then.
So
we had Ronald McDonald who would come around to the schools and the events.
Teach
and
you guys. Ronald McDonald. I find him really creepy.
Yeah.
He looks creepy. Like a creepy old man that I don't want to see in the dark.
Yeah, alone. I've met him a few times.
Did he talk?
Yeah, he did, yeah.
What does he... Because we all know that this guy is someone else everywhere, right? Mm. Every country has their own Ronald McDonald representative.
They couple, yeah.
So
yeah, he was great. So like, when I did children's entertainment, he was actually really. No, I was impressed how nice he was. But obviously, he's marketing the brand.
And also, is he telling you to eat more fast food or like eat all the burgers, get really fed, but don't sue us if you get cancer because it's not our fault.
It's more of a sometimes food. Is this what Cookie Monster used to say? Eh?
Yeah, it's a sometimes food,
sometimes
cookies.
Because, you know, he was getting in trouble because he kept eating all the cookies every time, so they had to slow him down.
Did they? And then he just ate one cookie per session or
and
something?
Said it was, yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
But it could be sometimes this afternoon, sometimes the morning,
just
sometimes.
Some cookies.
Sorry for the interference. It's not your radio that's out of tune. It is, in fact, some toffee pops that are getting opened. What was your favorite biscuit coming to New Zealand? What is the biscuit of choice? There's nothing to do with Raglan Rage, but
got me rage in there.
Got me a rage in.
This is a good one.
Toffee pops.
I do like I'm going to eat with my mouth full, okay?
That's fine.
It's my show. I do whatever I want. Well, it's not New Zealand. It's Aussie, but I do love a good Tim Tam.
Yeah, they're good, eh?
The best.
They are good, Tim Tams.
Mm. Can you? I don't understand this whole pineapple thing. Why?
Pineapple lumps? Pineapple Tim Tams.
Are they pineapple Tim Tams? I doubt it.
I just thought, hey, I'm missing out.
No, pineapple lumps. I'm like, you guys, don't pride yourself on that shit. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's not good.
No, it's not good. It's bad.
It's all right. I mean, pineapple lumps are okay, but I think the quality has dropped over the
last
25 years.
Mm. What is your favorite biscuit?
Tim Tams are good. I do like shortbread.
Oh, but that's Scottish.
Like really good shortbread.
But that's Scottish.
Yeah, it is.
It's not really Kiwi. Yeah, I do love.
I did bring
really good shortbread back home from Scotland last time I went.
Just melts, eh? I like those mint chocolate biscuits. I quite like those.
Ew, after eight?
Kind of like
ew.
Those. I can eat a whole
ew.
Pack of those ones.
You soon. Like peppermint in your chocolate? This is where I literally unfriend people. I'm like, wait, you have peppermint in your ice cream?
So good.
Get out of here.
Oh, ice cream, peppermint, those are tasty.
Yikes. I can do peppermint barely in tea. Nowadays, I've grown accustomed to drink a peppermint tea.
Peppermint
in anything else.
Really nice at 3 a.m.
Huh?
Peppermint tea.
At 3 a.m.
You know, you come home and you just want to mellow out.
You come home 3 a.m, Neil? Where have you been?
Working.
3 a.m. Working.
And then
with the
kids. you have a nice peppermint tea.
I love it, but not in chocolate. Come on, people.
So what we'll do is we'll put that on the... We'll put that on the rage.
Yeah, I think I should let off. Maybe I should do some rage on the notice board, and then we can see what comments I get. Like, do some fake rage about this person at this place did this to me today. I cannot believe that Susie bloody blah, just make up a name that doesn't exist.
Or we could take a photo of you disguised a little bit. Anyone know this person? And then, boom.
This person stole... XYZ.
Cut in front of me at the line.
At the library.
This person took the book
took
that
the
I
book
had
that
booked.
I wanted.
I had booked that
it.
Book.
I booked the book out in
How
advance.
How dare they?
I'm pretty sure we would get some very serious comments from maybe the older generation who has a hard time with digital sarcasm. You know?
Digital sarcasm. That'd be a cool t-shirt, eh?
Digital sarcasm.
Or a band.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for digital sarcasm. Good DJ name, eh?
Yeah, it's a great DJ name. But yeah, I've noticed that on the notice board that the older generation that didn't grow up with digital things like phones or the internet, if you don't put a smiley face or like a blah, wink wink in there, they don't get it. That there's basically somebody taking the piss. They're like, answering as in like, oh, dude, no, let me explain.
So how do you know when you've got to that stage?
Ask me in 30, 40 years.
Like people might be, I do remember when text messaging first started coming out and I started texting in capitals because I like capitals. I think capitals are quite cool.
And you're like, stop screaming at me!
Stop shouting at me!
And you're like,
my capitals were nice, but now I've changed my ways.
You've changed. For the better.
Back when I was using the Nokia.
Oh, yeah, the little snakey one. Where you've got the gray
snakey. They were
snakey.
Great,
hey? Oh,
do you remember,
my God, my favorite.
It's probably before your time, but you could start doing like 10 texts at once to people. You could text bomb people.
I do not remember that. I'm pretty sure I've used
it. I mean, you could do it now, but back then it was kind of cool. You could, blah, 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 and then it was like, boom, and you kept firing off 10, 10, 10.
No.
And so your mates would get like 100 text messages.
No, I do not remember that. Which phone was providing this awesome service?
I think that was like a Nokia early days. It was something they brought in. You could send your text to 10 people or something, but then you could do it. So it was... Then there was the other thing, just going off topic, with the fax machine.
Fax. I never had one.
No, you wouldn't have. So the fax, what you could do is you get a bit of paper. So I'll show you a bit of paper.
Yeah, paper.
And you could email fax your friend's work or home, and you sellotape those bits there, then you put it in the fax machine, and during the night it just keeps doing a loop.
Does it not get stuck?
No, you got to do it quite. You know, you got to tape it quite well. But it would mean their whole roll of fax roll would just be three
done.
Pages.
Yeah. It's so a bit wasteful nowadays. People wouldn't do that.
Yeah, I would never do it now.
A lot of trees die.
I would never do it now.
Doing that. But it sounds like a Neil thing to do as a foot. I don't want to say an age that might have had
was,
you.
I think it was the, like 14 would have been the early 2000s. Very
14.
Early.
14-ish.
Quite a while ago. But there you go. Something extra for your week. There's no charge for that.
No charge.
Know, just extra.
We're not charging for any of this.
Also on the notice board, lots of cats.
Cats
still going
and dogs,
missing.
As always. Yeah. Look aren't she cute?
Very cute.
I feel like I've seen her before. Where? Let me see. Bring her closer. The puss. Just wondering, anyone's looking for a cat. This one seems a little lost. Hasn't left. Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen?
No.
Oh, okay.
But a lot of sad emojis there. See, I wonder if I... So here's a challenge that maybe you and I should put each other through for the next week.
Yeah.
To keep the segment of Raglan Rage going.
Yes.
Maybe we should find very harmless posts like these. And just take the piss.
Yeah, okay.
And just be like, I can't believe this is the 10th cat I'm seeing on this notice board.
Yeah.
Who cares about... Cats are stupid. They
build
kill the
your
birds.
Fences.
Yeah. Get your cats in order, people. What's wrong with you, Raglan? What have you... You know,
yeah,
just a
yeah.
little bit of that
yeah,
and
I
see
reckon.
What happens.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. Okay.
I actually just had an idea for Cat October this year. What we should do...
You kill cats in October?
No, we book the town hall. And every person in Raglan has to bring their cat. So everyone brings them to the town hall. They release the cats in the town hall. And then what everyone's got to do is call out their cat. And the first cat to go outside and meet their owner wins.
I
cat
don't
October.
Think, yeah.
that would be the launch. But there obviously there'll be lots of other events around town.
Lots of other cat events through October. Yeah.
Like climbing trees.
It could totally go off, and it could be a national thing, you know. It could be an international thing.
It could actually put us on
the map. If your media people are the right, if your regular notice board people are your media people, yeah, it'll go big.
Because everyone, you know, every second house got a cat.
Is that so? Every second house, or are you just making shit up?
Statistically, 95% of households in Raglan, every second house is a cat, apparently.
Says who? Where's the statistic?
I'm
45%
sure. What I said was very truthful.
I'm 45% sure. Yeah. Hey, we're sponsored by the Raglan Notice Board. This is Raglan Rage with Neil and Reza for Reza Rendezvous. Rendezvous with Reza on Monday night. Or Thursday afternoon at Primetime Drive Time.
Primetime. If you're listening to this primetime, enjoy. It's so much better when it's on primetime. It just feels nicer and warmer.
Maybe it's the easier drive too, you know, 5 o'clock. You're like, yeah. Oh, work's done. Raglan Rage! I do feel like they should pay us. Whoever does the notice board, the admin people,
yeah,
should
totally.
Pay us for this.
Because
we're
us,
advertising
yeah.
the use of the notice board.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we should try this. I feel like they should do something for us. They should totally do something for us.
They could sponsor Cat October.
You could have
Cat
your
October
people
is
talk
to you
their
by
people.
The Raglan Notice Board.
Hmm.
Gold sponsor.
Gold sponsor. Can you look up some old rage in the notice
That's
board?
That's a good idea.
As
we
in like
really
old rage deep. From 2021. Like how far back does it go? Because obviously Facebook stores all our data. But
what?
I'm really interested.
Excuse me?
What?
My data that belongs to me?
Yeah. Your data has never belonged to you. Dare I say.
Do you ever post up that thing that says, that little notice that people post up and going, as of 12:25 tomorrow, Facebook. I do not give approval to Facebook for my photos. Some people do.
I mean, people are just, that's not how that works. But anyway.
What I will do, maybe I'll look for some of my old posts and I'll
be looking
for
old
next week.
Posts. Drum roll. I keep forgetting that Neil can't hear.
Oh, that was a good one.
That, the drum roll and the jingles because you're, you know. Oh my, yes. Oh, ha-ha. 2020, yes, please. Read it out.
This was a post that was done, just seen this. So it was a lot of people in the harbour on a boat.
A lot of people?
During COVID.
A lot? This is like not just a lot, like there's no spot on the boat.
That's crazy how you can see Chris up there.
You're like, oh, there's my friend so-and-so, and there's my friend so-and-so. Yeah, and what does the post say? I mean, you can obviously tell that this is a fake picture, but yeah.
Don't you love it when you press, it just says, just seen this, they could be in the same bubble. So
somebody had a good time there.
So there's a picture there, and there's probably like 500 people on the boat.
Yeah.
Could be in the same bubble.
Yeah. And I mean, if you look close, you can tell that this photo is obviously photoshopped, so that did not happen. But I'm pretty sure that how many comments? 300.
That's right, because originally was this boat.
Oh, yeah.
And so
so there was a normal tiny, what do you call those, dinghy?
Yeah, dinghy. So they were complaining about that boat.
Mm.
And then I
on
was
on the notice board saying, like,
pretty much. And they were actually just getting their groceries because they live in Tuku.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then I was just, I had the afternoon off, so I just thought, hey, let's, yeah, are we still on air? everyone.
I'm just reading the posts right now.
Hope you're having a great evening out there. 98.1, best in the West.
Yeah. Should we wrap it up for today? Thanks for coming, Neil. That was,
no worries,
as always, very valuable.
I hope that was valuable
input.
For
45% valuable.
Totally. I mean, Raglan Community Radio, we just want to say thank you for you for giving us the time to do this.
And thank you, people out there, for contributing to the notice board to make our time worthwhile, the 30 minutes that we chat about this. You know, otherwise, we'd just sit here and...
We'd just be playing tunes.
And talk about other stupid things. And
so
not
thank you very much.
Very
and thank
interesting
you.
Things.
And thank you for listening. And particularly all our international listeners. We've got
all our Berlin listeners. Yeah, my friend Dan's listening right now. Well, he's from Australia, but he lives in Berlin.
Yeah,
so.
We've got people scattered all over the world.
All over the world. Your Scottish friends. Do you have some Scottish friends listening?
I do indeed. They'll be tuned in right now. Getting ready
now.
For work.
Right now.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Actually, who I got a friend request from today?
Somebody that's Scottish?
Yep. You've heard of someone called...
He's scrolling, guys.
To show you. James McAvoy? Scottish actor?
I've heard of that. Is that a scammy thing?
I mean, yeah, it's totally a scam. But,
but you were like, you know, really excited for a second.
It's kind of cool. I was like, oh, that's so cool.
And then you checked out the profile and you're like, oh, April 2024.
It's like when you get the
two
ones
friends.
From Lisa Honest, who works at Samsung. I get a lot of those.
Oh, yeah.
They all seem to work at Samsung.
I've got a few from other people. But maybe we should talk about that next week.
That
there's a whole segment we can do about that scammy thing.
The world. We could actually do a world Facebook rage.
Ha! Oh, wow. That's a few episodes then. That's
that.
Like, oh, yeah. I mean, allowed... I can do whatever I want. That's the beauty of Raglan Community Radio 98.1. Rendezvous with Reza and Neil.
Thank
son
you
of
much.
Anthony, Funky Monkey Toland. See you around.
Thanks for the crunchy.
Here's some tunes and be back in a little bit. Then it's just me. That is Eric Price and The Cut with Moody Mondays.
Kia ora whaingaroa, this is your local captain Barlow of the Waihine Mui. Come and join us as we go around this beautiful Whangaroa Harbour and learn all about the Raglan history. We also have bookings for private parties, memorial events and family reunions. We can do it all on the water. Also, you can just rock up to the wharf for lunchtime or sunset cruise. We've got a licensed bar and snacks, and you can check out our schedule at raglanboatcharters.co.nz. So hope to see you guys soon. Kia ora.
I'm hungry. What do you want for dinner?
Oh, let's go down to the growers market, Mum. There's always something yummy there, and we can get all our veggies and fruit for the week at the same time.
Great idea. All the produce is grown locally, which means that because it's super fresh,
the growers
fresh,
market
is
taking a break for winter.
I love hanging out at the growers market.
And I love meeting all the growers. I'll grab the bag with our reusable containers.
Don't forget our bowls and spoons.
The Raglan Growers Market. By the community, for the community. Every Friday from 5 to 7pm on Stewart Street.
Support local. See you there.
Raglan Fish is giving away corn fritters all through winter. Yeah! If you order a meal deal online or in person, Monday to Friday, you'll get a corn fritter for free. All you need to do is order a meal deal via the link on the Raglan Fish Facebook page or head on down to the wharf at the end of Wallace Street to make your order. See you at the wharf.
Raglan Community Radio supports the code of broadcasting practice for the broadcasts of its radio programs. If you hear something you find offensive or intentionally misleading on our station, you have the right to complain. A formal complaint about a specific program or incident must be made within 20 days of broadcast of that program to Raglan Community Radio, PO Box 126 Raglan.
You're listening to Irirangi o Whangaroa, official station of the Maui Dolphin.
And I keep telling people that if you wanna, complain, wrong song. If you wanna complain, manager at raglanradio.com or 0278250234. Actually, that's the wrong number. It's 8250268. We need to change that on the internet. And for some reason, I told Aaron that it's my new found, what's the word? I want to get a complaint, but I don't want to get a complaint for Rendezvous with Reza. Yes, I say shit here and there, but even though it's Thursday afternoon, you might listen to that. I mean, nobody's going to be offended by that, right? But you might be offended by this show. Tune in Tuesday, 8:30 till 9:30 p.m. for Reza After Dark, your weekly dose of sexy. PG-16-ish. Send your kids to bed. This is a compulsory swearing show. All the sexy with all the and the kink and all the and all the guests. Don't bleep me, Aaron. Send your kids to bed. This is a Aaron, just bleep me. Send your kids to sake. I'm 98.1 Reglan Radio. So that's my new show tomorrow evening, 8:30 till 9:30. A lot of sexy stuff happening. It's strictly PG-16. But yeah, I kind of hope almost that somebody will find something super, super offensive and will call me and complain or write an email. Because you guys are all good on the notice board with complaining and being good keyboard warriors. But, you know, when it comes to the actual face-to-face, phone thing, not so much. But I dare you. I dare you. I dare you to call in and complain. Well, I kind of want you to. Because then I know I've done something right. Until we get complaints, here's Anne Brun with All My Tears. All My Tears I Cry When There's Complaints.
When I go, don't cry for me. In my father's arms I'll be. The wounds this world left on my soul will all be healed and I'll be whole. Sun and moon will be replaced with the light of Jesus' face. And I will not be ashamed, for my Savior knows my name. It don't matter where you bury me, I'll be home and I'll be free. It don't matter anywhere I lay. All my tears be washed away. Gold and silver blind the eye, temporary riches lie. Come and eat from heaven's store, come and drink and thirst no more. So weep not for me, my friend, when my time below does end. For my life belongs to him who will raise the dead again. It don't matter where you bury me, I'll be home and I'll be free. It don't matter anywhere I lay. All my tears be washed away. All my tears be washed away.
Anne Brun with All My Tears. And I was like, that's some kind of folky, sad tunes that I can really appreciate. Oh, she's from Norway. See, I for some reason thought, you know, the tune is quite Irish, Scottish too. But Anne Brun is from Norway. And I had another brilliant idea today as I was listening to Katie Lowe's Happy Monday show, 5 to 6 every Monday. She was saying on air, sadly, I had my children with me. Like, that will be my new favorite line for parents. Sadly, you had your children with you. If you say that, it's bad, you not having kids. Like, I don't have kids. But if a parent says that, then I'm like, cool. You're at least saying it, that you regret taking your child with you today. But fair enough, it was just one out of the three. At least, if I look at her story, it was just that one little cute one. Waving the little, what is that music instrument called with the seats inside? That, yeah, it looked very cute. So, well done, Katie, for taking your kid to be your co-host. My co-host today was Neil for the Reglan Rage segment that we've got going on. If you ever got something that you want us to discuss, right, text me, Reza Mutano on Instagram, text the Reglan Community Radio Instagram page or Facebook, something, you know. Like, I want some interaction from you guys out there. And yeah, I do get the occasional, hey, play this song. Like I did for Dan today. I played Roving Woman from Connie Converse, which I couldn't really appreciate because Neil was here and we, you know, we're chatting. But I shall listen to it again at home. So I feel like my new pet peeve is going to be gather as many funny sentences as I can that our Raglan radio DJ say, you know, the funny, the odd, the obscure, the ridiculous, and maybe make a book out of that. I was talking to Katie about my writings. I'm like, maybe I don't need to reinvent the wheel. I'm just going to take other people's things and write them down, you know, things that people say and just write them down. That's easy. All right, I'm going to ponder a little bit about that. And till then, I'm going to play Colorblind from Belinda.
Why are you looking at me like that? You know I'm not perfect. Don't try to color me with my past, 'cause nobody's perfect.
Like I should have got given you a bit of background to that song, but I kind of forgot why I had it on here. So I did like the beat. You know, once the beat drops, it's not a terrible song. It's also not the greatest song, but I saw that song on. So Belinda is a Spanish Mexican singer and actress, and I saw her acting in a new Netflix show called Welcome to Eden. I think it's a bit of a, you know, an island somewhere in the middle of nowhere off the coast of Spain, and it's a bit culty there. At least that's what I think they're getting at. But the acting was so terrible that I had to stop, and that barely happens that I stop a TV show because the acting is that horrible. So yeah, if you want to cringe a bit and if you don't have enough cringe and weird acting in your life, watch Welcome to Eden. And there, Belinda also sings that song, Colorblind. She plays like a starlet-y Instagram influencer, which always makes me... but hey, each to their own. You're listening to Rendezvous with Reza, Monday, 27th of May, or Thursday 30th of May. Thursday is the replay, prime time, drive time, 5 till 6:30. But originally this airs on Monday evening, 7 till 8:30. And tomorrow is my sexy show, 8:30 to 9:30, strictly PG-16. So tune into that too. I don't think that has a replay, maybe late at night, but we don't know. I should ask Aaron. I think I'm going to do one more song and then F off for tonight. So I hope you stay cozy and warm and dry. It's been raining a bit. And my last song will be The Path by Kilik. And I hope you have a wonderful Monday evening. And see you tomorrow or next week. Kakite.